Foley.
It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon.
Yeah. On Today FM.
FM. FM. Today FM. FM. Cheers, JP.
Cheers, Ray.
You're welcome. Oh, it's good to be back in the afternoon, so, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, a nation breathes a sigh of relief. At 6 o'clock this morning, you heard those words that you were yearning to hear. Hello, it's Ian Dempsey back in the hot seat. And you know what? It's wonderful. Yeah. It really is.
Amazing.
It's the words that I was yearning to hear. But we only did 4 days last week. Last week was a short week filling in for Ian Dempsey on Breakfast. Mm. And honest to God, it felt like 6 months. We've done stints. Have we done 2 or 3 weeks at a time when Ian's been off before?
Possibly 2, yeah.
And it's been grand. It's whizzed by. I had a lovely old time. Last week, it was only 4 days. I said to JP at 5:30 on the Friday morning, I was like, has this felt long to you? It's just I'm getting older.
Tough old slog.
How does he do it?
Nobody knows.
Is he real? Is he AI? I'm beginning to think Ian Dempsey's actually AI. Like Nelly, AI, AI, uh-oh. And it's EI, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
EI, whoops. Can you say mama? Can you say mama during that bit? Can you say mama?
Mama.
No, just...
What?
This is a video of the woman and her child, a mother and her child, and she's trying to get the child to sing mama, much like I'm trying to get you to sing mama and having little luck.
Can you say mama, mama? Can you say mama's name?
So she asks the child.
Can you say mama, dada?
Oh, no. It's exactly what she didn't want to happen.
Wouldn't you love to be the father getting that video, though?
Dada.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
No way.
Oh, my God.
Soft launch day 245. Good afternoon.
Today FM's
Cash Machine.
Can you say mama?
No.
Dada.
Instead. All right, here's your Cash Machine total. You ready?
Yep.
Want to write it down? Today I've been playing the music you love. Nicki Minaj and Star Chips. Hello there, it's Ray Foley in the afternoon. No, I'm not your dada. I'm pretty sure I'm not your dada. Hi, I'm Ray, there's JP.
Oh yeah.
We're feeling nice.
Groovy.
Can you say mama?
Mama.
Mama.
Dada. Well, can you sing it?
Dada.
Oh, okay. Amanda texted 0874-100-102. By the way, all the usual 0874-100-102 for texts or WhatsApps. And we love your voice notes as well. Love to hear you. If you're in the car, you're messing, throw them the phone. Get them to record something in for us. 0874-100-102. Amanda said, I think it's easier for babies to say dada than mama. And our first child called me Lala for years. Lala or Yaya? Yaya's a big one. Is it easier to say dada than mama? I don't think it is. I think reflexively you'd hear mama, 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 mama. Quicker than you'd hear dada. At least that's the way it happened in our house. And I'm... convincing.
Are you over it yet?
No, right? It's just that it's easier to say mama, right? And Danielle says, give her another few babies and she'll be training them to say dada so that mammy can get a break from Danielle. Mama, no.
Dada.
Yeah, after dada. They look after you. I'm going for 40 winks. Oh! Monday afternoon, Ray Foley on. Feeling good. You have a nice weekend, JP.
I had an okay weekend, very quiet.
Did you watch the coronation?
I saw a 90-second clip on BBC News, and that was all the coronation I needed.
I saw bits on social and like videos on Insta. Did you see the bit where the crown went on? Did you see that bit?
No.
Can I just say, what were the hell were RTE at?
What do you mean?
Like, apparently RTE were running it all day.
Yep.
Like, live RTE,
yep.
The state broadcaster of this country.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a spoiler alert. We're not part of that gang anymore. We left like 100 years ago. We've been out on our own doing grand. We've got our own guy, Michael D. We don't need any kings. If anyone wants to watch the King business, they can catch it on Sky or they can watch it on BBC. We've got all the channels. We don't need RTE to be doing it, thanks very much. Did you see the bit where this is one of the bits I saw. The bit where the crown goes on. Like the actual
crowning.
The crowning, yeah, I suppose.
Right, okay. The coronation. I imagine it went on his head.
It did. Well, congratulations.
Okay, I guess
you've just
correctly.
Won €5,000. It's really heavy.
Right.
The crown. It's like really heavy is the head that wears the crown, JP.
True. Yeah.
Don't we know it? Don't we know here on the afternoons?
Tell me all about it, right?
Huh? Here on the afternoons. Here are the best thing ever on Irish radio in the afternoons, so we know all about it. I tell you, if you're going to come for the king, you better take him down. What's the expression?
If you're coming for the king, you best not
miss.
Best
not miss. I tell you what, you better not miss. Isn't that right, kid?
Papa.
Yeah, I'm not your father.
So anyway, this crown is heavy.
That's
right. I heard it weighs about a kilo.
Is it 5 kilos, is it? I read five kilos. It's heavy anyway. It's heavy. And he is an old man. Mm. And then there's one old man putting the heavy crown on the head of another old man. He's an old man. And when he put it on, the other fella, like, is he, what's he, like a cardinal or something? What's it, a bishop?
Probably, yeah. I don't know.
You're so into this. It's crazy. JP's so into this. Archbishop.
Yeah, okay, Canterbury.
Your man from Canterbury.
Yeah, sure.
He came in from Canterbury. He got the train in from Canterbury.
Right.
And he puts it on, and it's not on quite right, it seems.
It's crooked, was it?
It's kind of crooked. And he does this thing where he bends down and he kind of looks at it, and he's like, oh, Jesus, that's not right. Well, he wouldn't say, oh, Jesus.
No, he wouldn't.
He'd probably say, oh, Lord. Oh, dear Lord, that's not right. So he kind of shuffled it a bit. He lifted it up again and shuffled it a bit.
There's an adjustment.
And you're talking about this is a heavy yoke going on top of your man's head. And your man's kind of like, oh,
your man, the king, yeah.
Yeah, the king.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, your man. Yeah.
He's going, oh, God, that's heavy. Again, probably, oh, Lord, that's heavy.
Yeah.
It was just a funny situation. The whole thing is just funny and daft, isn't it? It's just weird.
I mean, I would have watched it on RTE if, say, Marty Whelan was doing the commentary. You could have a bit of crack with it.
With a nod and a wink.
Kind of. The old side eye.
Was Graham Norton not available? Graham Norton would have been good as well. Kind of taking the mickey out of it and eye rolling. Who's that on voice note? Andrew. Is this English, Andy?
I think so, yeah.
Hey, Ray. Andrew here.
Oh, it's English, Andrew. Oh, yeah, what do you want?
Yes, the English one. Oh, I just thought after this weekend's celebrations and coronations, we should all stand up and pay respects to the king.
I don't know about standing up and paying respects to the king, really. Like I said, like I was making the argument earlier on. We're out in our own and we're doing just fine, thank you, English Andy.
Of afternoon radio.
Oh, well, hang on a second. Let's rewind. Let's get that in full. Like to retract my...
We should all stand up and pay respects to the king.
Oh, yes.
Of afternoon radio. Love the show.
Hey, brother. World is gonna well, in that case, I've always been a staunch royalist. This is Today FM. She was looking kind of dumb. Smash Mouth at All Star, this is Today FM. Playing the music you love. Good afternoon, Ray Foley in and on. Let's do a roll call. I'm Ray, there's JP.
On show.
On show indeed, my love. On show, Ray, great news. While you were away, summer arrived. Summer starts in May. It's always an argument over when summer starts, when spring starts, all that. Not what exactly the right date.
Don't worry about the month. It's when it gets warm, that's the summer.
It's got warm though, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Definitely. Bedroom windows open in our house already.
Yep.
Very, just all of a sudden got very heavy and muggy, didn't it?
I switched the winter duvet right for the summer duvet.
Guys, stop what you're doing. Guys, big news just in. Call it. 14:23.
Yep.
He just put on swapped out the winter duvet.
Do you know what that is? That's relatable content. Hashtag relatable.
Yeah. Summer arrived. I had to give my pits a spray in the toilets when I got into work today from Paddy. What do you mean, give your pits a spray? Because what do you put on then in the morning, Paddy, when you get up? Do you have antiperspirant on already?
Sometimes you need a top up.
Paddy, you dirty thing. I'm sure, Ray, I'm out washing the car. Although, in fairness, there are areas definitely warmer than they ought to be. Not the pits, necessarily.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do indeed, Jim.
We're on a chafe alert. I know Met Aaron have a pollen warning that they put on the website for pollen.
Yeah.
And they put a rain warning on there colour-wise. Yeah. What colour are we at chafe-wise? The chafe alert. There's a
burning pink colour.
There's a pink alert. A bright pink chafe alert on the Met Aaron website today. And on show, Ray, I'm out washing the car because one of my dad's sayings was, you never wash a car on a sunny day. Nice and cloudy here in Galway from Mairead. Love the show. Hey, cheers, Mairead. And good man, Ray and JP, you're so right about RTE showing the coronation. I could see it on the other channels. RTE didn't show the hurling Cork v Tip match. Is that what we pay our TV licence for? Oh, Maura's getting up on the high horse. Love the show. Welcome back. Hey, from Maura. Was that not a GEA thing more so than an RTE thing? By the way, my knowledge of this is extremely limited. But is it not a matter of the GEA putting it on the GAA Go app rather than RTE saying they didn't want to broadcast it?
Well, you know who's a co-owner of the GEA Go app, right, don't you?
I absolutely don't.
It's RTE.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, that's probably worth having a look at. By the way, I've got a big announcement to make on the show today.
Oh.
That's coming up. Justin Timberlake first on Today FM. I got this feeling. Roll it there, Colette. Show of Vertigo. Yeah, yeah. Roll it there, Ray. Yeah. Roll it there. You two, and Vertigo. This is Today FM playing the music you love. A very good afternoon. Hello, Ray. It's my name. There's you.
Hi.
Roll it there, Ray. Roll it there. Roll it there, Ray. Roll it there, Colette. Roll it there, Ronan.
What are you doing?
Was there a Ronan? Roll doing the Ronan on the Late Late Show. Ronan.
Is there a Roisin?
Roll it there, Roisin. Roll it there, Colette. Roll it there, Ray. Roll it there, Ronan. Roll it there, JP. Would you like to be the one rolling? If I was the one saying roll it, would you like to be the one rolling?
Does that mean I just press play on a video clip or something?
Yeah, it's just
put
play
on
the
thing. I could do that. I'm pretty sure I could do that.
Roll it there, JP.
Yeah, okay.
JP, roll it there,
you want me
JP.
To roll it now.
Roll it there, JP. That was really good, actually.
See?
Actually, for my announcement, I'm going to say roll it
Your
there.
Your announcement?
I've got a big announcement to make on the show today. Do you want to we can rehearse it now if you like. But I've got a big this announcement I've got on the show today, it needs to go without a hitch. Without a hitch. I want it planned within an inch of its life. I want it to be like that coronation over the weekend. Uh-huh. I want my inauguration. I want my crowning. I want my coronation to go without a hitch. I want it to be perfect.
This sounds big.
This is big, man.
Is it?
This is. So when I say roll it there, JP.
Yeah.
You roll it.
I tell you what, I'm primed. I'm ready.
Do you want to do it now?
Sure.
Roll it there, JP. I've got a big announcement to make on the show today. It's true. There's been lots of speculation.
That's it.
There's been lots of speculation. There's been lots of speculation.
Roll it there, Colette.
No one's there. That's Colette. Gay's staying Colette there on that one. Hang on one second, please. You don't mind waiting.
Roll it there, Colette. Yeah,
there's been lots of speculation. No speculation about me, but there's been lots of speculation. Just say as well. Strictly Fish. This is a bop.
Bananas.
I even know all of the words of the Late Late theme tune.
Yeah.
Bananas.
So go on then, this big announcement of yours.
I would like to officially announce, I don't know if this is the time and place necessarily on Today FM, but I would like to officially announce, hereby declare myself in the running.
You're in the running.
I'm declaring myself in the run. Now, this is very specific language we need to use here.
Okay.
I'm declaring myself in the running.
So you're saying you are in the running. Have you heard from other people that you're in the running?
I have not heard from anyone else that I'm in the running. But I am declaring that I am in the running.
Okay.
Because from the quotes from Claire Byrne and Sarah McInerney and Miriam O'Callaghan over the last number of weeks since Ryan Tuberty handed in his notice for the Late Late Show, they have all declared themselves out of the running.
Right.
Even though nobody asked them if they wanted it. They were declaring themselves out of the running.
Yeah.
So by that, and no one offered them the job.
So far as we know.
Well, Claire said there were no one offered her the job. She said it yesterday. It's on her socials. Claire Byrne, like the only person who was ever going to get the job, by the way.
Strong favourite, yeah.
No, she would, like, there was no two ways about it. It was Claire Byrne's job. She said no one offered her the job. and no meaningful discussions took place. So, here's what I'm thinking. If you can rule yourself out of the running, by the same measure, ladies and gentlemen, you can rule yourself in yourself into the running. So I would like to officially announce I am in the running to present the Late Late Show.
No, you said you're in the running, but I don't know that you're in the running.
For sure, that's what Claire Byrne said. Claire Byrne just said she's out of the running.
I'm just saying
I'm into the running.
No, you have to be asked to be in the running.
No, she wasn't asked.
So you're just saying that you're in
Nobody asked Sarah McInerney.
Have RTE reached out to
Nobody asked
you?
Miriam. Miriam just went on social media and said, I'm out.
Has the national broadcaster, Ray, reached out to you?
Absolutely not.
Have there been discussions?
There have been no discussions, but there were no discussions with any of these other people either.
You're not a woman. Sarah McInerney, Claire Byrne, Miriam O'Callaghan, they're all women. You're not a woman,
this
Ray.
This is disgrace. This is disgrace.
Ray Foley.
I'm cancelling you.
With Care Plus. Care with a K. Care with a difference.
Careplus.ie. Did you say this other thing then? Patrick Keilty then is not declaring himself in or out. He was at the IFTAs last night. Did you watch this?
He hasn't been as definitive as you.
This is your man from RTE. I like this guy. I've met him at a number of things before, this RTE guy. Again, I'm so RTE. See this?
Yeah.
I'm loving the RTE reporter already. He asks your man the question, Patrick Keilty, if he's, because he's in the new front runner. He asks him if he's going to present the Late Late Show. Okay. He even says, I've got the question,
okay? It's the Late Late Show question. Have you anything to say on the rumours that you will be taking the job?
Now, this is so weird, right? If you're Patrick Keilty and you're like the front runner for the Late Late Show, you either say, yeah, I'd love it, or nah, you're grand.
Yeah, what's wrong with saying, giving a definite answer either way?
This is weird. He looks at Kat Deely, his wife, first, and does this kind of,
I would say there's only really a couple of things to say on that. I think that The Late Late Show is one of the greatest TV shows on the planet, and whoever gets it's going to be really lucky.
Ray Foley.
But I think something that maybe hasn't been said, I've done chat shows before. I know how difficult they are, and I've been a guest on The Late Late Show, and I've sat alongside Ryan doing his stuff, and whoever gets that gig, they're going to have huge shoes to fill.
I know, Paddy.
Because what he does, week after week,
we're not doing it.
I don't think people appreciate him as much as they should, because Ryan is absolutely world class, and he's the best in the business.
Can we send out a press release or put something on the socials just to?
You want to make this official?
Get the ball rolling. Yeah. No, well, I've already made
you're
it official.
In the running.
I have declared myself.
You have said you're in the running.
I have said I am in the running because all these other people have just said they are not in the running, even though they were never asked.
Ben Finnegan, are you listening? Can you run this?
Take it down.
JFM's
cash machine. I'm in the running.
Pays out thousands of years.
Katy Perry and Teenage Dream, this is Today FM. Good afternoon. Oh, I'm after hitting the wrong button. Isn't that very upsetting, isn't it?
Yeah.
See, the thing is, that's why I need someone to push the buttons for me.
Yeah.
Once I'm on the Late Late Show. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying I'm getting the Late Late Show, but I am saying I'm in the running.
You're in officially.
I'm in the running for the Late Late Show. Roll it there, Ray. Roll it there, JP.
Yeah.
I'm in the running because we've had all these people say they're officially out of the running, even though they were never offered the job in the first place. So even though I've never been offered the job in the first place, I've had no contact whatsoever with RTE.
Right.
I am in the running. Quite a number of people making the observation, like people listening, like normies listening, going, well, by that rationale, then we're all in the running.
Makes sense.
Someone texted saying, is JP in the running as well? Well, I suppose he is technically. JP is in the running.
I have had no conversation with RTE, but for all I know, I could be part of their plans.
And he's in the running.
And I welcome that. Thank you for considering
it. It's only those people that have said they're not in the running, even though they were never offered the job. Ray, I'm not sure about this. This is from Charlene. Ray, I'm not sure about this. Running? Really? I don't think you're fit enough to run anywhere. Charlene, I think it's mostly sitting behind a desk, though. There's a bit of standing up at the beginning, isn't there? Like, welcome to the show, do a couple of jokes.
Sometimes you have to walk up to where the audience are as well.
I'm not into that.
20 yards, right?
Oh, no.
I
don't want to be sitting with the normies in the audience.
Okay.
I'll be sitting up at the stage and I'll be like, can we send a mic over there to your man? Yeah, your man in the shirt.
You're one with the hair.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. You've got the common touch.
I'm going to run a very different Late Late Show. Not that I'm going to get it.
But you're in the running.
I'm in the running. Emer said, I read Claire Burns' post and she sounded a bit cross. Methinks she might have wanted the job from Emer. Well, she said she was never, there was never any meaningful conversations, is what she said. Much like with me, there hasn't been any meaningful conversations. I mean, technically there hasn't been any conversations.
None of any kind. But you're in the running.
But I am in the running. Okay. And Ray, you could be a cert for RT's Late Late Show presenting gig. How'd you feel about the station's coronation coverage again? It was super, wasn't it? Well, Shane, actually, that's a really good point, actually. I respect all of the decisions that, and, you know, it's above my pay grade. Mm. It's up to the management, the higher ups in the organisation. Oh, yeah. And I'm confident that they are competent and know exactly what they're doing.
They say the devil takes the best of us.
There's no need to live if I can be with you.
Joel Carrion, sorry, this is Today FM. Play the music you love. Good afternoon, Ray Foley's my name. Roll it there, JP.
It's rolled, Ray.
Sorry,
yeah.
Stop it there for a second.
I rolled it.
Don't roll it until I say roll it. This would have
never... I knew you wanted it to be
this
rolled.
This never happened during Gay's time.
No, it's true. Well, he had Colette.
Colette would wait.
She was solid.
She'd wait.
Rock solid.
He would casually... Yeah. Did Gay have a kind of an ear thing? A kind of an ear thing he would do as well? It'd be kind of like he would casually... I'd do that on the telly. I'd do that.
What do you do?
A kind of an ear thing.
Right.
You kind of like...
So you've got the ear thing down.
I casually sort of... I'm so casual.
Yeah.
I'm so casually chatting that I touch my ear sort of in a sort of a... Do you know, I'm just chatting. I'm
and
touching
this is
my
what
ear.
Qualifies you to be the Late Late Show presenter. Because you've got an ear thing for the TV.
Where are my keys?
I got to say, Ray, it's not sounding like a compelling show if your selling point is you've got an ear thing.
I've got the ear thing.
Yeah.
To the RTE people, he can do the... I can't find my keys.
Ray, you've been in the running... Your own words.
For the last 20 minutes.
Has there been any rumblings from...
There's been nothing.
Has Montrose reached out?
I'd just like the necessary people to know as well. I don't have an agent. So you're going to have to contact me directly. Or get on to JP. JP@todayfm.com. Or you can drop us a text. 0874.
Send us a voice note. We love to hear those from RTE.
I was just getting my keys. I could be doing that thing, you know, picking your ear with your key, with your
dad move, yeah.
Dad move. Yeah. I could be doing that while I'm interviewing Leo Varadkar of Friday Night.
Okay.
Yeah, go on, Leo. Do you want to tell us a housing crisis? Go on, tell us about that, yeah. Go on, what are you doing about it, though? Yeah, all right. Cool. Roll it there, JP. Oh, hey, now you've got it.
You see?
Sorry, Leo. I'm training up this new guy. He's no Colette, let me tell you that. Yes, it's official. I'm officially in the running. Ray Foley is officially declaring himself... Sorry. I'm officially declaring myself in the running to present the Late Late Show. There has been no contact. There's been no discussions. There's been no dialogue. No one has reached out. But that was also true of the big names, the front runners, who declared themselves out of the running.
Factually true to say Ray Foley is in the running, according to Ray Foley.
I'm concerned, though, because quite a number of people now have taken a leaf out of my book and are doing the same thing. Ken says he's in the running for the Late Late Show, but he can't do the second Friday in October because they're heading off to Lanzarote.
Lanzarote!
No recession around here! Love the show. Hey, cheers, Ken. Yeah, that's a good point, actually. It's worth putting in now if they're going to offer you the job. It's worth letting them know the days you can do, the days you can't do. It's like I've got that holiday booked in Lanzarote, so I'm not going to be able to do it. I'll be able to do the rest of them.
Would this mean that you would be pre-recording the Friday radio show so you could get over there and then be on the TV on Friday evening, Ray, in your new role as Late Late Show presenter?
The show here finishes at 4:30.
Right.
And the telly doesn't start till half nine.
Okay.
Loads of time.
Yeah, but it's 7 hours long.
Look at me, I'm born telly ready.
My casual ear.
He's got the ear thing.
Yeah, go on. Micheál Martin, yeah, go on. Confidence and supply, is it? Yeah, go on. Fascinating. There's one for everybody in the audience. Anyways. Any idiot can do it. For God's sake.
You are an idiot, so that's fine.
I am any idiot. Ray, I'd like to officially declare I'm also in the running to take over the Late Late Show. Any excuse to head out on a Friday night from Rebecca? That's a good point, actually. If you hate your family, you're kind of like, I'd love to be heading out, actually. I'd love to get out. Free bar as well, by all accounts.
Oh, in the green room.
Is the host allowed the free bar beforehand?
Before the show? No.
That's going to be part of the negotiations. That's going to be like, that's going to be a deal breaker. As Ray Foley officially declares himself in the running. Terry texted, I'm also in the running as long as I'm paid the same, from Terry. Yeah, I've been doing the maths on that, €440,000.
Could you do it for that, Ray?
It's great, boy. I'd make some concessions.
Yeah.
As long as I get a free G&T beforehand in the green room, I'll be all right. I've been crunching the numbers. €440,000, that's what Tubberty was on, yeah? Sure, yeah? Or at least a couple of years ago he was on that. The last known figure, €440,000. €36,000 per month, Terry.
It's not bad.
€36,000 per month.
Yeah.
And weekly, it's €8,461 a week. Oh my God. €8,461 in a week.
You'd have to consider it. Like,
look, I'd have to.
You'd have to give it consideration.
My official line is, I'm officially in the running. Fionnuala in West Cork texted. She says, hey Ray, I'm in the running. If anyone else actually wants to declare themselves in the running, now's your opportunity. You can use the show this afternoon, 0874 100102.
It's an increasingly packed field, the runners for the Late Late Show.
Well, like I've said, the people who have ruled themselves out were never offered the gig in the first place.
Well, can I have not ruled myself out of the
officially world.
Never officially ruled myself out of the running. You know what I'm saying?
There's a lot of money here, JP. I don't think I'd be cool with you ruling yourself in, okay? Foley, I'm declaring you out of the running. You dropped us all like hot potatoes before and you won't get away with it again. So there from Damien. Oh, Damien, no, I wouldn't be leaving. No, I'd stay in here, like.
Double jobbing, okay.
Jesus, yeah. Tubberty was on the radio and Gay and Pat, they were all on the radio at the same time. No, I wouldn't be leaving. I just do the Late Late on top of it. Same as doing the 6 o'clock show. I did the 6 o'clock show for 7 years. And I was on the radio every morning still. Grand.
Well able for it.
I'm well able for it. Sean, 0874-100-102. Sean, hello. Hello.
Hi, Ray. Hi, just wanted to wish you the best of luck with your Late Late Show hosting bid.
Thanks.
Great to hear that you've declared yourself in the running.
I have declared myself in the running. In the same way that other people have declared themselves out of the running, even though they were never offered the job. I've also never been offered the job, but I'm declaring myself in the running.
You identify as someone who is in the running for the Late Late Show presenting job.
And that has to be respected.
And that is your right to do.
I think more people should do the same.
Yeah.
All the best anyway from Sean, self-declared king of the world.
Well, Sean is now declaring himself.
It's catching.
He's declaring himself as international royalty. Brian's over there. Brian?
Going by your rationale there, Raymond, I feel compelled to declare myself out of the running for the job. Yeah, I've just too much on at the moment.
Yeah.
Love the show.
Yeah, when you're busy, like, you know, got the garden, yeah. Need to drop the kids to football on Saturday mornings. There's a lot on. For levitating, this is Today FM. We play the music you love. Good afternoon, Ray Foley's my name. It's JP.
How are you?
And it's official, we've both declared ourselves in the running for the Late Late Show.
Yeah.
To host the Late Late Show.
My intent is to entertain any approach from RTE. So I'm open to offers.
I think it's important that people know that because...
Because otherwise they wouldn't know.
Well, you've had a lot of people saying that they're out of the running.
Yeah.
Even though there was never any meaningful discussion about doing it. You're talking about people just going, no, I'm out. So I want it to just be 100%.
Absolutely clear on that.
I mean, for $8,500 a week, I'd like to keep my hat very much in there. Don't touch it. Hey! Don't touch that hat! Leave that hat in the ring!
Get a very nice hat for $8,000 a week.
For $8,000? It's a rubbish hat now.
Mm.
But if I get the job, I'm going to replace it with a much nicer hat. Do you hear me? TC's over there as well. 0874-100-102.
Hey, Ray. TC from Mayo here. Hey. Just to say, I'm declaring myself in the running. Mm. However, I'll have to check with the wife first because I have to do what she says. Oh, and by the way, love the show.
Hey, cheers. Do you know, it's worth checking. I haven't checked, actually. I haven't checked.
That's important.
Friday night's ruined in our house.
Do they know that you're in the running? Sorry, do they know that you have declared yourself to be in the running, your family?
No, God, no.
Right, okay. You might want to get that conversation checked out.
See the Lego. Speaking of money, actually, this is Lego and the value of Lego. A few years ago, Forbes magazine likened Lego to gold and diamonds in terms of investment opportunities. These are the Lego sets that might be like one from the 70s or an original Star Wars set or something like that. That it's like, it's hugely collectible, hugely rare, and worth an absolute fortune. You know, Pawn Stars.
I do indeed, yeah.
This is a Lego valuation on Pawn Stars. Have a listen.
So here we have the R2-D2 white gold, one of one. It looks amazing. The certificate of authenticity is there.
So what do you think they're worth?
I think you could definitely get $75,000 for that.
$75,000. That's Ryan Tuberty money.
He's got 10 of them.
That's my Ryan Tuberty impression.
It's good.
Not my Star Wars impression.
I'm going to call my Lego guy.
All
right. I'm going to be in Cork, actually, in June 20. This is... It's ringing. This is Gary from Brickshaws, Ireland. Hello?
Ray Paul, how are you?
Gary, how are you, my love?
I'm good. How are you now?
I'm pretty good. Brickshaws, Ireland. We've been called something similar. That pair of bricks in the afternoon.
Very similar.
That's unfair.
Yeah, it's true. It's true, though.
It's still only soft launch time, sure.
We're still in soft launch. What day are we at? 245 shows. 245 shows in, Gary, and still no joy. Tell us about this. First of all, the value of... We just played a bit from Pawn Stars there. 70 grand for a bit of Lego. What exactly is this set? The sets that are of most value to people.
Yeah, they surprised a lot of people, but there's, especially with Lego minifigures, there's a lot of money to be had in them. Now, they were ultra exclusive ones. They were one of ones. But I bought a set about 3 years ago in Smith's. It was about 110 euros at the time. And one of the minifigures from that set is currently worth about 300 euros. So you don't have to go back 20 or 30 years to have a really exclusive rare minifigure.
Wow.
You have some in the child's toy box or up in the attic right now.
They could be sitting there. Just to be clear, like then the minifigures. Geez, I thought this was whole sets we were talking about. Like the huge Death Star, the massive Millennium Falcon. These are like the tiny little boys. The single figures.
Yeah, well, the sets can be worth quite a bit of money as well, but it's the figures is where the real money is. There can be massive money in the Lego minifigures. Yeah,
and it's because they're only made. Like, there's one of three boys that will be inside in this one particular set, and this is the only place you can get them.
The best example is Lego Deadpool. So before the Deadpool movie ever came out, Lego had a set with Deadpool in it. And at the time, it was about 22, 23 euros in Smith's. And it came out, and it didn't really sell. It sold a bit. No one was overly bothered with it. Then years later, Deadpool movie came out, and that minifigure jumped up in value. And now the minifigure alone is around 30 to 40 euros, depending on its condition. So if you had bought the set at the time, you know, that jumped up in value. But Lego will never introduce another Deadpool character because it's adult orientated and Lego like to keep things PG.
So
you're watching things like that and you're watching things like how rare a figure is to a set, for example.
Right.
And yeah, silly things can make it worth money, but if we all knew the exact science behind how they jump up in value, we'd all be making money.
It can be
a funny one, you know. People could just have a set, but it tends to be Star Wars especially that tend to go up in value quite a bit.
I naively thought, Gary, I thought like, oh yeah, we're talking about like the original, like when Star Wars 1979 came out, and you would have bought a Lego set at the time, and that's the thing that'd be worth a fortune. But you say, it could be something just happens to be rare, just made in the last few years, and it's gone up in value because it can't be got anymore.
Yeah, and things like, now in America, you've the San Diego Comic-Con, for example, and they might give away 1,000 minifigures at the show over the weekend.
Okay.
And they all tend to surface online for between 500 and 800 euros. So they're quite a bit. And recently at Christmas, Lego gave a set to their employees, a Star Wars set, and the minifigure from that is going for about 500 or 600 euros as well.
Wow.
And the set The set alone is going for about 800. And if anyone is interested, there's a website called Bricklink. And if you want to bricklink.com, you will find it kind of gives you the value of the going rates of what Lego is out there. So if you're just curious as to what your kid's Lego could be worth, or if you think you have something rare, it is a good place to have a look and nosy around and just see some of the prices, you know.
To think that I'm going to bed I've turned off all the lights. And I've got my glass of water, and I've put on the alarm, the beep 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 on the alarm, and they're all in bed already. Yeah. I've turned off the light, and I've stood on a Lego figure, screamed blue bloody murder, felt a pain like childbirth. I imagine
very very much similar. I'd say
as a man, I'd say so.
You're probably spot on.
And I've taken that minifigure and chucked it in the bin in a rage. And to think they could be worth potentially thousands, Gary, it's just very upsetting.
That's it. You'll have to go home now and jump into the attic and root out all the Lego the kids have and say nothing to them and just disappear it.
You're all over. Your Brick shows Ireland. You've got shows in Sligo, Limerick, Wexford, and Galway. And this is the Marina Market in Cork on the weekend of the 24th and the 25th of June next month. Yeah.
Yeah, our 2 week shows coming up is Cork in the Marina Market and Dublin in UCD in July. And we've some huge models built for that. We've a castle that's about, it's over 1 million pieces. There's about 1,700 minifigures on it. And it's after costing over 20 grand to build. So it's a massive monster of a Lego model. And we've loads of huge models on display at that show.
How do you move it around? Is that big?
It's a nightmare, to be perfectly honest. So they come in, I have to build them in sections. So they get loaded into containers that we've had to custom build. And it takes 2 trucks to move the entire Lego collection. And it's a nightmare. People think it's easy putting on a show. But the problem is moving the stuff. And we don't use glue. Because it's evil.
Well, that's sacrosanct. I was just going to say, Will Ferrell. So
that's the biggest danger. Like we have the biggest Lego Death Star in Europe that we made. It's about 1.5 meters in diameter.
Cool.
Pretty big. And we rocked up at a show in Athlone about 2 years ago, and we opened the container, and there it was, broken on its side.
Oh my god!
Yeah, it was a bit of a nightmare. But look, it's Lego, and you know. You can always remake it, and it's about having some fun, isn't it? So,
Every time there's a fight in our house, it's like, no, that's what Lego's for. You break it, you build it again, you build something new. Listen, man, I could talk to you all day, but I'm running out of time. Gary is going to be in the Marina Market. Well, actually, I'll tell you what. Look up Brick Shows Ireland on eventbrite.ie or facebook.com/Brick Shows Ireland. Gary, thanks so much for talking to me this afternoon.
Could I ask for one thing?
What?
Would you quickly say hi to my son, Sam, who's a big fan?
Of course. A big fan of what?
Of you, Ray.
Oh my God in heaven, the poor child.
A message from the Late Late Show's Ray Foley coming up.
Well, I've ruled myself in. Is Sam there?
Yeah.
Hello, Sam, how are you? Ray Foley here, how are you, sir?
Hi, Ray, I love your show.
Hey! Cheers, Sam. Go on, get out of here. And tell Gary thanks for coming on.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Ray Foley. With Care Plus. Care with a K. Care with a difference. Careplus.ie.
What a legend. You can check out Brick Shows Ireland on Facebook and stay on Today FM. We're making the call on the cash machine. Foo Fighters in times like these, this is Today FM. Playing the music you love. Good afternoon. Ray Foley's my name. JP's here as well.
How are you?
You never told me we had this McDonald's competition today.
It's a nice one, isn't it?
The cheek of you. This is my Late Late Show day. This is my Ray's Late Late Show announcement show.
Since you've put yourself in the running for the Late Late, you've changed, man.
Do you know what? The Late Late Show has changed me. Heavy is the head that wears the crown, as I said earlier on. This is incredible. It's a trip to Chicago, the home of McDonald's. Return flights from Dublin to Chicago for 2 people. 3 nights in a 4-star Chicago hotel and travel insurance all thrown in. All this week, we're celebrating 40 years of McDonald's iconic Chicken McNuggets. And McDonald's want to know who is hashtag McNugget worthy enough for you to share your McNuggets with. This is the perfect competition for me.
You love a McNugget.
I love a McNugget. I love a 20 box, guys. And with a 20 box, they ask you, what are the 4 sauces you want? They don't just go like, oh, yeah, I have a box. And do you want any sauce with it? They go, no, you get 4 sauces. do you want four barbecues? And I say, yeah, I want four barbecues. They're launching a load of limited edition sauces as well. Okay, I'll mix up the four then. I'll try one of the limited edition ones. I'll go three barbecues. They've got garlic mayo.
Yes, please.
They've got mega hot sauce. Later on in the month, you'll be able to get chipotle mayo and creamy ranch sauce. Will you stop, McDonald's? Will you cut it out? Hashtag McNugget worthy. We want it so to celebrate the 40 years of McNuggets. We're picking a year in the last 40 years. You tell us the year, right? Yeah. Have a listen. Tell us the year and we'll put you in to win. We've got a daily prize of the €200 Perks prepaid credit cards and then the trip to Chicago at the end of the week. Guess the year. Here it is.
Now, Mrs. Robinson will make her first speech as President of Ireland.
I am of Ireland. Come dance with me in Ireland. Fermila Mahagif.
Nelson Mandela will be released at the Victor Verster prison on Sunday, the 11th of February at about 3 p.m.
Stop, collaborate and listen.
When the McAllister family left on their Christmas vacation, they forgot one small thing.
Kevin! Word to your mother.
This kick can decide it all. The nation holds its breath. Yes, we're there!
Come on. Why your feet are stumpy?
I hear even I know that one. Sounds like reeling in the years. That was amazing.
That was a good year.
It was a great year, but what was the year? 0874-100-102. And we want you to tell us who is McNugget worthy enough to bring to Chicago with you. 0874-100-102. Tell us the year and we'll see if we have a winner in the next couple of minutes. And we're playing Years and Years.
Perfect.
Next.
Ray.
The gas, guys.
With Care Plus. Guys. Providing home care for the people you...
Years and Years and Kane.
Let go.
This is 3FM. Play the music you love. Good afternoon.
Let go.
Years and Years.
Let go of everything. Let go. Let go.
Years and Years.
Let go.
We're asking you this afternoon.
Let go of everything.
What's the year? Kurt Sinead O'Connor in there. You heard the release of Nelson Mandela. Mary Robinson. The World Cup in Italy. Was the year we played loads of little bits. Sounded like an episode of Reeling in the Years a moment ago.
It really did.
Hashtag McNugget worthy. Who is McNugget worthy enough for you to share your McNuggets with? Celebrating 40 years of McDonald's McNuggets with some special edition sauces like garlic mayo, mega hot sauce, chipotle mayo and creamy ranch sauce as well later this month. And celebrating 40 years of McNuggets, we picked one of those years just a moment ago. We've got a €200 prepaid credit card every day to give away and a trip to Chicago at the end of the month. You crazy? If you'd like to go to Chicago. Oh, it's ringing.
Did you say the end of the month?
Hello?
There's sauces at the end of the month.
One second, Teresa.
Yeah. Sorry, we're having a row here, Teresa.
No, that's all right. Fire away.
This doesn't involve you, Teresa, okay? I thought you were saying that the end of... The draw was going to happen at the end of the month.
Oh, no, no.
End of the week.
The draw, Teresa, is going to be on Friday at the end of the week. But the sauces for the McNuggets are going to be out at the end of the month.
Sorry about that.
JP.
Right, okay, that's clear. You
had a brain fart there. Where in the world are you, Teresa?
I'm in a place called Fryerland. It's on the borders of Galway, Roscommon.
All right.
Near the village of Craigs.
Very good. Where's your nearest McDonald's then, I suppose? Next question.
McDonald's is at Lone, actually.
Oh, very nice. Would you go for a McNugget? Oh, and a barbecue dip in there. Oh, yeah.
Choice of sauces.
Oh, yeah. Very nice. We're asking the question, we want to find out if you're hashtag McNugget worthy yourself, Teresa. Like I said, with all those little bits from like Sinead O'Connor and Mary Robinson and the World Cup in Italy, can you tell us what was the year? She's gone.
Sure.
After losing her.
She's very quiet there. Yeah.
She's gone very quiet.
She's already heading to Athlone. She's off to get the McNuggets.
I should never put it in her head.
You did.
I made her. She got a long on her. Hello.
Sorry now. The reception here would break your heart.
You're fine. You're back on. I got you loud and clear. Quick, give us the year before we lose you again.
1990.
Yay! Madam, well done. Do you know who would be McNugget worthy enough to take on a trip to Chicago with you?
Oh, there'd be a lot of contenders, but I suppose Hubby would have to come. Oh,
he's first in line.
Anyway, we'll have to bring him, yeah.
What's his name?
Paul.
Love to Paul, then. And I've got a €200 Parks prepaid credit card for you, and you're in the draw on Friday. Well done.
Brilliant, brilliant.
You're brilliant. Listen, thanks for coming on. Have a good day.
Ray.
Oh,
Love the show.
Cheers,
Ray Foley.
Right, that's one entry.
With Care Plus.
In the
Care
draw.
With a K. Care with a difference. Careplus.ie.
One entry, one name in the draw. We need four more. We're going to do the draw with McDonald's on Friday afternoon for a trip to Chicago. Stay with us. I'm playing Lizzo next. Cheering and eyes closed. This is Today FM. Good day. Welcome to Monday. It's Ray Foley in the afternoons. Feeling nice? You feeling nice, JP?
Lovely.
You feeling ready to do the entertainment update?
Yeah.
Well, now it's time for your entertainment update.
Guardians of the Galaxy main man Chris Pratt has a pinky problem. His little toe has got a toenail fungus infection. The star shared a picture of his disgusting digit on Instagram. Apparently, he called a podiatrist. Apparently, he called a podiatrist and said, "Hey, have you got anything antifungal?" The doc replied, "First of all, my name's not fungal, and secondly, I'm not your auntie."
Great. JP, cheers. Katy Perry may be a pop princess, but she royally hit some bum notes when performing at the coronation concert for the King of Ingerland last night. Loads of top talent like Ed Sheeran, Adele and Elton John famously said, "Nah, you're grand," to performing at the bash. But Katy Perry said, "Yeah, go on so for a laugh." She banged out her hit single Firework for the Royals, which includes the lyrics, "Just own the night like the 4th of July." Now, for the history buffs in the audience, the 4th of July, of course, is the American holiday commemorating the Declaration of Independence from the British Empire. A proper two fingers to the king. So Charlie was all like, "Yeah, aux." It's just a good thing the Irish women's football team turned down the offer to sing at the gig. Otherwise, we'd all be in trouble. JB.
Ray, thank you. Meghan Markle skipped King Charles's coronation because it clashed with her son Archie's birthday over the weekend. The kid turned 4 years old and received a cake with four candles. Apparently, Archie was over the moon. A partygoer says the youngster has always wanted some new handles for his gardening forks. So four candles did the trick. Shout out to the two Ronnies for that joke from about 40 years ago.
And that's your entertainment update. Four candles. It's handles for a fork.
Yeah.
Good night. On a song, Mae Stevens, "If We Ever Broke Up." This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Oh, Jaden, now, you know what? After the big announcement earlier on, am I still in the running, by the way?
I haven't heard you're not in the running.
Well, I suppose I declared myself in the running. I am in the running to present the Late Late Show.
And you have not withdrawn your own name from the running.
I haven't said I'm out of the running, so I'm still in. Still in, guys. Watch this space. So much we haven't done on the so much we didn't have time to do on the show. Now you get to do Bert and McInerney.
Yeah.
Bert and McInerney.
Hey Bert. Hey Sarah.
where RTE's Sarah McInerney tells us she ruled herself out of running for the Late Late Show because her dream gig is co-presenting alongside Bert from the Muppets. She's already co-presenting with a Muppet, though, isn't she?
I like
How
him.
You doing?
He's okay.
How you doing?
Cormac's okay.
Shout out to Cormac.
You back off, Cormac. He's okay.
Hey, Cormac. He's real.
Instead of Bert and Ernie, it'd be Bert and McInerney. Yeah. we didn't get to do Claire Burnt, where a former Late Late Show contender, Claire Byrne, gives us tips on how to avoid getting sunburned this summer. She likes to wear a sun hat. And we didn't get to do Kielty Feet Ain't Got No Rhythm.
Kielty Feet Ain't Got No Rhythm.
Stretching this one now. Kielty Feet.
Kielty doesn't really rhyme with anything, right?
What?
Kielty doesn't really rhyme
Maybe
with
you should have left it out then.
And then Kielty doesn't rhyme with anything.
Kielty
either.
Feet Ain't Got No Rhythm. Where Late Late Show contender Patrick Kielty proves his wide skill set by doing a cover of the George Michael classic Careless Whisper. Maybe we'll get to do that on the radio tomorrow afternoon. Still in the running, guys.
You're in the running.
Great news. Well, Matt's on the way next.
See you in the running.
Ray Foley.